This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 70 for Wednesday, September 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are modestly higher on Wednesday, attempting to recover some of the ground lost in recent sharp declines. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gains $1.80 at $736.10 per ton, and the January contract adds $1.50 at $745.10 per ton. An analyst says canola is now oversold, with farmers holding back their harvest, waiting for better cash prices. As well, support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, as well as European rapeseed. However, losses in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are trying to put a lid on further increases. As prairie temperatures are to be moderate on Wednesday, rain is in the forecast for northern parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan, plus the latter's southeast corner. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.45 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 74.48. In the United States, a system is to bring rain to the northern plains and the Corn Belt, causing delays to the soybean and corn harvests. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale for 120,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending September 15th averaged 980,000 barrels per day. Ethanol stocks climbed to almost 21.7 million barrels. In Brazil, CONAB pegs the country's 23-24 soybean crop at more than 162 million tons, along with corn production at about 120 million tons, and the wheat just short of 11 million tons. Russia says its total grain harvest has reached 123 million tons so far, and its exports are expected to hit 60 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The November contract climbs 4.5 cents at $13.20 per bushel. December soy meal rises $5.90 at $395.10 per short ton. December soy oil gives up a penny at 59.29 cents per pound. Corn is higher as its December contract is up 6 cents at 4.82 per bushel. Oats is mixed, with its December contract nudging up a penny at 4.36. The U.S. wheat complex is also mixed as Chicago December gains a nickel at 5.89. Kansas City December is down 2 cents at 7.29. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is up a nickel at 7.85. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 20th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.